In case you missed it, the capital city of Raleigh has made another top 10 list. This fall, BusinessWeek.com named Raleigh America's best city. The report said if you count up the restaurants, museums, proximity to great research institutions, and green space, Raleigh easily rivals big cities like New York and Los Angeles. You could say Raleigh has a lot to cheer about. Earlier this month, more than 2,000 high school cheerleaders from across the state jumped, flipped, danced, and shouted to the rafters at the Raleigh Convention Center. It was the annual North Carolina High School Athletic Association's Cheerleading Championships. Davis Whitville heads the association.
And look at this wonderful atmosphere. Look at the stage and the way this facility is set up. It's a big-time event. It's a big-time competition.
This relatively new facility in downtown Raleigh gets a lot of credit for luring tens of thousands of people to the area. During the 2010-2011 fiscal year, just over 108,000 people attended competitions, conventions, and trade shows. That number quadruples if you count heads that have stopped by for meetings, banquets, political events, and the list goes on. Mitch Silver is the Chief Planning and Economic Development Officer for Raleigh.
Whether it's Forbes, Business Week, MSNBC, CNN, I can just roll off all of them. And whether it's the best place to live, raise a family, if you're single, to meet someone, to be an entrepreneur, best place to live, ranks Raleigh at the top.
The city of Raleigh recently got a reminder of why it makes all these lists. Numbers crunched by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis show Raleigh sits in one of the five big metropolitan areas in the country whose gross domestic product grew by more than 10% during the recession. That compares to 2.5% for metro areas overall. These are metropolitan statistical areas with populations of over 1 million people, as designated by the federal government. Silver says it's about the power of innovation in this region.
One of the things that makes Raleigh unique is that we have a relationship between business, government, and the research universities. And so those three combinations make us very strong and very attractive and very competitive.
NC State University plays a major role in making the Raleigh area attractive, especially for aspiring entrepreneurs. Its Centennial campus has been home to innovative companies like Red Hat and iCubed. And 1 year ago, Tom Miller helped open the garage.
You know, I'm trying to create an environment where the next Red Hat or the next SaaS or the next Cree could happen as an idea that maybe nobody believes in the very beginning, but it takes hold.
Miller is director of NC State's Entrepreneurship Initiative. He says the garage is an informal, relaxed space so students can come up with the next big thing. James Sauls is director of Raleigh Economic Development, a program of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. It's his job to recruit new businesses and help existing ones do big things. Sauls says he makes sure there is a diverse mix of industries, and that's why Raleigh stays on top 10 lists.
What it does is it gives us a good opportunity to look at some of the growth trends that we are experiencing. We feel that we do have a diverse economy with several different industries here, which has probably helped us come through the recession as noted in the study.
By the way, Saul says one of the industries that's caught people's attention is all the growth in clean energy and green technology. Turns out Raleigh is number two for the top smart grid clusters in the country. I guess it's okay to be number two sometimes. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.